It's time. What's cracking? Welcome to the jungle. I'm Jim Rome. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket can. So when I say it's time for What's Your Beef? Not all beef jerky is the same. Oh, Trappers. Original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered. All come in 4-ounce bags so you can sample different flavors and find out the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name because no other beef jerky compares Old Trapper with your beef. Alvy and I were communicating during the break. I said, you know what, dude? I don't think I've ever eaten on camera except for the hot pepper challenge. I almost broke out the original on camera. Maybe next week. The reason I'm not is because we have some really good beefs. All right, it's not too late. You can still get through. One phone line is open. 1-800-636-8686. You know you can keep bringing the heat on social media. Tweet at Jim Rome. You can also tweet, or I should say email your beefs. Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Really quickly, I don't care what it's about. I'd rather it not be about toilet beefs, bathroom beef. We get a lot of that every single week. I know there's some really nasty, dirty things that go on in restrooms. I'd rather not do it. We get a lot of that. So when I say to you, you can beef about anything you want, anything except that, urinal smack, I don't know, it's almost impossible to get you off that topic, but that's what I mean. Anything at all except that. All right, let's do it. If you're new to it, this is how this goes. Hey, Rome, my beef is with dudes who wear visors. Unless you were the head coach of an SEC football program, you have no right in this country to be showing off your faded lettuce in the form of a visor. Get a hat and get a life. Jeff from PDX, we're off to a good start. I like the way he turns it into some kind of like national issue. You have no right in this country. Isn't that the whole point of being in this country? We have rights? Apparently not to wear a visor, unless you're an SEC coach. Good job. Good start. Cody in WKY, quote, my beef is with people that share unsolicited videos on their phones, holding that thing right in my face, all while I stare at the time in the corner, counting down until I can stop fake laughing. Stop holding me hostage and be better. Another good point. Two for two. Jimbo. Hey, by the way, Logs has taken it upon himself to Jimbo me every day. I'm like, stop, dude. Once was somewhat amusing. Dad is good. Pops is good. Padre works. Pop. Sir. Dude, stop Jimboing me. Way too comfortable. Rogan Low. Jimbo, my beef is with the MLB players who hold up fingers to let their teammates know how many outs there are. You're in the major leagues, you dunce. The scoreboard shows the number of outs. The fans probably know the number of outs. Your teammates are paid millions of dollars to know the outs. Keep your fingers down, you schlags. Best, Will Dubb from Erie, PA. I'll allow that. Although it is their job, right? You got to communicate. Hey, Jim, my beef is with these dudes at the gym who dry their junk in the hand dryer. Why is it any guy over 65 has decided that a towel is not a useful tool to dry their junk is beyond me. Steven in Sacktown, longtime listener, first time emailing the program. So you imagine a guy like Steven, like when you say long time, and if you're in Sacramento, I bet it's 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. I love that the first time after all these years that this guy finally weighs in, and it's on old guys who dry their junk with hand dryers. Steve, my guy, fact of the matter is, those aren't hand dryers. They're junk dryers. Right? Good to see you, Steve. Nice job. Jim, my beef is with these local TV weathermen always telling us what to wear, like add an extra layer if you're taking the kiddos to the bus stop this morning, or make sure to grab that raincoat when walking the dog this evening. Dude, just give me the forecast and I'll figure out what to wear, you hack. Dominic in Erie. I'll allow that, except you're not calling our guys hacks, man. Like, Johnny Mountain's no hack. Dallas Reigns is no hack. Theodore Thunderstorm is no hack. Come on, man. Jim, my beef is with local Little League politics. I like where you're going with that. I've lived that. Local Little League politics and daddy ball, pushing good players and coaches away just so their sons can be the starting shortstop and hit leadoff while going 0 for 4 with 4 Ks and 7 errors every game. I've lived that life. I've seen that. Dude, I'm kind of hung up on this. Old guys drying their junk with the dryers. It really is a thing, right? It's kind of a phenomenon. It's kind of like an epidemic. Hey, Jim, my beef is with we're pregnant guy when speaking of his wife expecting a child. Take a human physiology class. She's pregnant, you bag. Mike in Cape Canaveral. I don't know, like that whole we're pregnant thing. Is that male weight gain thing you're talking about? Or is that just I'm all in and sharing the experience thing? Anyway, Mike's not having it. John Chestnut, quote, my beef is with my wife. I always like the way that starts. My beef is with my wife. When we watch a movie together for the first time, she's constantly asking me what's going on. How the hell would I know? I haven't seen it either. That's not the first time I've heard that. That's a beef that gets reset. People have an issue with that. I know that's my thing is when Dodger Jano and I watch shows, the thing that I'm really good at, I'm not good at a lot of things, but I'm good at this. I can predict lines. That's how bad TV is. There is some amazing TV and there's some really super crappy TV. And I think that we watch the super crappy TV and super crappy movies because I'm really good at predicting lines. And then I want credit. And then the whole thing comes off the rails. She's like, yeah, I get it. You've seen this before. I'm like, no, I'm just really good at that. And it's really trite, man. Dear Jim, my beef is with people I barely know calling out my receding hairline. Yeah, at 40... I might have less hair than you, but at least I'll be able to fit through the door. You bag. Jay-Z in Minneapolis. Like, how's that work? Hey, yo, bro. Sorry about your hair. Hey, man, do I know you? Can we talk junk like that? Fat ass. At least I can fit through the door. Yeah, but you'll be bald when you're 19, fat though. Ass. Hey, I said you can beef about anything you want, so bring it. Jim, my beef is when somebody backs up traffic waiting for a close parking space when they could easily park a few spaces further away. Heaven forbid you walk a few extra steps. BZ in Pensacola. Hey, Jim, I have a beef with idiots who insult other people's ages. We're not old, you pukes. It means we have outlived you so far. She signs it the incomparable Sarah T.
War Lady Clones.
The unequivocal pimp in the box thinks that's funny. The incomparable Sarah T. She's on one, man. Beefing with Bella, calling herself incomparable. You know what, Sarah? You are incomparable. I'll give you that. Are we good now, Sarah? Are you back? Am I back in your good graces? Incomparable one. Jimmers paid $150 green fee at a deluxe golf course only to be stuck behind four clones with 20 handicaps playing from pro tees, missing every fairway. Dude, I don't know what's happening. I never play this bad. Yeah, sure. Steven Nocal, there's your winner right now. It's just clean. It's tight. It's fair. It's good. It's smart. I like that, Steve. Sorry for you, bro, but I like that. Tachio Dubs. Jimmy Jam. My beef is with these gearheads who feel the need to make their exhaust louder than an F-16 taking off. Nobody cares that your modified Honda can be heard from space. All right, you are no longer in the clubhouse with the lead, Steve. Nobody cares that your modified Honda can be heard from space. Hi, Jim. You want to know what my beef is? My beef is with people that saturate themselves in perfume. The worst part about that is that it's never a pleasant smelling perfume. It's always a scent these chicks buy at a CVS. Bella B.
Way
to go, Bella B. So the incomparable Sarah and Bella both came in and they weren't killing each other. And they both had good beefs. I like it. Good job, ladies. Ed Lantern 2745. This is a good segment today. Lantern 2745. Jim, my beef is with Taco Bell and that tired, ridiculous free taco for a stolen base promo. One taco does not a meal make, but one of your tacos does ruin the afternoon. Hashtag the great equalizer.
Diarrhea is the great equalizer.
I will allow that in Green Bay. Romy, my beef is with guys watching me dry my junk under the junk dryer. Mario in Albuquerque. Jimmy, my beef is with the coworker who hits the men's room and proceeds to moan, groan, ground, grunt, and howl while in the stall. About to go to HR. No, you're not, dude. Mike in the STL. No, you're not. Yeah, excuse me. Can I have a word with the VP of HR? Yeah, so there's this dude, and he's in the other stall, and he's grunting and howling and moaning and groaning. I'd like to file a report. When I say you can beef about anything, can we just keep it out of the bathroom, finally? I mean, finally. I get it. I've got my own issues with people and things, but I don't complain about it. All right. Can we go to the phones? Let's give it a shot. Rob in Temecula, you're first. Rob, what's your beef?
Hey, what's up, Jim? My beef is the $2 show better at the betting window when you got 17 minutes to post at the Finger Lakes. Okay, turn around and look at all of us trying to get our pick fives and our superfectas in at post time as they're going in the gates at Del Mar and kindly step to the side so we can fire our action. I will pay you double whatever you're betting to just get out of the way.
My man. Well done, Rob. That's my favorite one so far. You know why? Because he nailed it. He nailed it. He delivered that perfectly, and it's legit. We're not saying you can't bet $2, man. Just get down and get the hell out of the way. We're running out of time. We want to get down, too. Let's go to Keith in Seattle. Keith, what's your beef?
Hey, pimp. My beef is with the idiot stranger who comes up to you in public when you're wearing your team's gear and tells you, oh, that was a brutal loss today, when you decide that you're going to spend some time with your wife and you have a DVR at home and you're going to watch it later.
Got you. All right. 1-800-636-8686. I don't know. Like, how does that dude know that you're going to get nice with the wife and that you've DVR'd the game? Like, I don't know. Let's keep moving. 1-800-636-8686. Why don't we go to Vegas? Scott in Las Vegas. Scott, what's your beef?
Dude, Romy, love it. Since 97.
Thanks,
Vegas,
dude.
Vegas 720.
Appreciate you.
My beef is with Steve, man. I'm pretty sure that was Carl and Rosemead at the Red Lobster bathroom, bro.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that call.
I mean, Ali, I would have my reason, but you are the one with the hammer. Why did you run him? Fair enough. Alvy's response is, dude, I didn't even know where he was going with that. If we don't understand it, we're just going to run it for two reasons. One, we don't understand it. And two, it may be something that we don't understand that we should understand that we're going to be in trouble for later on. So if we don't understand it, you're just gone. All right, let's keep moving. Don't you guys want to go to line five? Let's go to line five. And why would I say that? There is a dog on line five, and not just any dog, but Paul's dog. Hey, Paul's dog, what's your beef?
I have a beef with Paul's vacuum cleaner. It's a whiny bag of hot air that just drones on and on, and it sucks. Just like Vic and NoCal. Forever, I know, saying something sucks is not a take. However, if you are describing something that actually sucks, such as gravity, vacuum cleaners, and Vic and NoCal, then it's okay. Roar, Bavicwa, self-glossing as Broadway, because he's broad, when he weighs a lot. Rough me, rum route.
You do it. Do what the dog said.
Rack him.
This dude cracks me up, man. Oh, I'm going right to this guy. I don't even need your advice because I agree with this guy. Let's go to PA. Right to the front of the line. Jim in PA. Put the phone down. Is he there? My man, Jim, right to the front. What's up? What's your beef?
I've got a beef with iPhone chargers.
What about them?
So, Romy, my kids are all about Logue's age. I've got several. But not only do my kids steal them from me, but their friends steal them from me. Romy, I've been chasing my battery for about 3 weeks because you know what I have left? The flat charger that sits in the kitchen. You know that takes about a week to charge your phone on. So, Romy, I'm about to open up a can on my family, and my wife's in on it, too. So, iPhone chargers, Romy.
100%, dude. It's not the chargers. It's the people ripping them. I agree with you. I cannot tell you how many times I'm constantly like, Jano, that's my charger. Yeah, I know, but. And her and Jano and Logan are constantly losing chargers and AirPods and wired headphones. Yeah, I totally know what you're saying. That's fair. That's not only fair, that's accurate. That's not only accurate, that's aggravating. Keep track of your chargers and your AirPods and your phones. Let's go to Anthony in East Tennessee. Anthony, what's your beef?
Hey, Rome. My beef is with the highway patrolman that'll jump on the interstate, do like 3 miles an hour below the speed limit, and then dare everybody to pass them, and it backs up like crazy behind them because everybody's afraid to go around them. Although I respect our highway patrolmen, that drives me crazy. That's my beef, Rome.
My man, Anthony. I don't want to accuse all highway patrolmen of that or having that power or that knowledge, but they know, right? They know you're not going around you. They're flexing. And by the way, that's not an easy job. I don't mess with those guys. I don't take offense to that. If I see a cop, I let him. I don't pass cops. Do you? I'm always shocked whenever I see somebody go by a CHP. I'm like, yo, really? I mean, like, you can see the CHP.
Yo.
I never do that. But I'm never late. Something else about the other two people I live with, no names mentioned, Dodger Jano and Rogues. Always Logan late, Rogue. Man. Always late. This is a mother of a segment in the best way. Let's try San Jose. Alfred in San Jose. Alfred, what is your beef?
Hey, Jim, my beef's with the gas station just off the 5 out in the middle of nowhere that has a sign out of order sign on the bathroom door. It's like, what are we doing here?
I don't know, man. Selling gas? Selling Old Trapper beef jerky, selling Hostess donuts, doing? Selling Gatorade, like, selling 5-Hour Energy.
What am I doing here?
I mean, they're still doing things, even if the bathroom is out of order. If like, you're saying, well, why don't they fix it? Okay. I'm not
what
a plumber.
What are you doing here?
Matt in L.A. is not out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, what are we doing here?
Outro.
This is awesome. Like, every time somebody drops off, somebody picks up the line. Like, there's a lot of beef today. A lot of beef. We're not too late. We can actually do a couple of more really quickly. 1-800-636-8686. Tony in Youngstown. Tony, what is your beef?
Jim, how you doing?
Good, dude. You?
Good. Got a huge beef, though, with the 30-year-old virgin in my office that spends half its day roaming around sniffing out a piece.
I guess now I know why you guys didn't direct me to Tony.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Part of me wants to restate what he just said, and all of me knows not to. I got a beef with the 30-year-old virgin in the office trying to... Anyway, Tony. I mean, I get it, Tony, and I'm not saying you're wrong. You're wrong to call the show with that, but you're not wrong to feel that way. Last one. Let's go to the ABQ. Dustin in Albuquerque. Dustin, what's your beef?
Hey, yeah, my beef is with Steve, an old man drying their junk. He's from Sacktown.
I see what you did there, Dustin, and now you're done. Ah! Get it out of here. Sacktown.
You don't like that cum. I don't like that cum.
Right. A guy from Sacktown has an issue with people drying their junk. That's your beef. I mean, I think that the argument's fair. I think that people have a right to be a little put off by old dudes using those hand dryers for things other than drying their hands, especially if those things involve drying their junk. That's not what they were invented for. You know what they invented towels for? That. That's incredible. Every line is still lit. Sorry about that. I got to get out. That's why we do it once a week, and that's why it always works. What's your beef? All right, so I mentioned I went to Vegas yesterday, and I was there for about an hour and a half. The reason why, I want to go see my pals at WinBet. And it was awesome. We had a great time. Are you ready to win some money and boost your odds? WinBet is now live in Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, New Jersey, Tennessee, and Virginia. We are bringing the excitement of Wynn Las Vegas to online sports betting and casino play. Exclusive rewards right at your fingertips. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports from basketball, baseball, hockey, golf, tennis, and most importantly right now, NFL and college football. Great promos, odds, and payouts happening right now at WinBet. Hey, by the way, did you see my Instagram stories yesterday? Did you see a picture? Who was there with me? That gigantic head. The big head. Why we were talking to WinBet about all these things. From boosted parlays to live in-game odds on every major sport, we have what you need to win. So log into WinBet right now and see all their latest football lines, including the Monday night matchup between Kansas City and New York in Week 8. Are you ready to play? Sign up today. Get a special offer. Risk-free $1,000 sports bet. Download the WinBet app right now or go to WynNBet.com and start winning. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at WinBet.com. You got to be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or somebody you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. WinBet.
You're listening to The Jim Rome Show.
Saturday, 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific, the SEC on CBS is featuring the top team in the nation, Georgia Bulldogs, taking on one of their oldest rivals, the Florida Gators. Coverage getting underway at 2:30 Eastern, 11:30 AM Pacific with the drive to Atlanta. Followed by College Football Sunday, or check that, College Football Today, taking you to kickoff Saturday. The SEC is on CBS. So that's Saturday. The great thing about the beef segment is the beef segment. But the great thing about the beef segment, aside from the beef segment, is the reaction to the beef segment. At Georgia Deuce, quote, hearing Paul's dog in the beef segment is like seeing your favorite band play an amazing song from another band. Eclectic, war beef. That's actually a great analogy. What he's saying is he's hearing Paul's dog in another part of the program where he ordinarily would not hear him, and he shows up and just owns it. That's a great point. Lefty and KC tweets, call me crazy, but I think the beef segment needs to be expanded to two segments. Just saying. I would say this, always better to leave them wanting a little bit more. Today we could have done it for two segments. Absolutely. I mentioned every single phone line was still lit when we went to break.
It's lit!
At your moves are weak. Jim, the beef segment is comedy gold. Even the ones that get run. Epic. Hashtag what's your beef. Even the ones that get run, especially the ones that get run. Speaking of getting run, LeBron was absolutely owned by the director and creator of Squid Game. Owned. LeBron had the audacity to question that show and the ending. My man was not having it. The director and creator, I mean. Wong Dong-yuk owned Bron. Owned him. Like, Bron, you got to know better, man. If you're the guy behind Space Jam 2, you best not be questioning somebody else's content. That was such a bad idea. Like, LeBron has done a lot of good. And LeBron's had a lot of really good ideas. That was not one of them. That was such a bad play. And my man just threw down on him and was just hanging from the rim. I think he's still up there right now. Style on that. I'll get into that whole thing. He got owned. That's coming up. What I do want to do, though, when I come back, is talk to Kenny Pickett. Then I want to talk to Carlos Pena. Then I want to talk about how badly LeBron got owned. And then more. I want to tell you about my trip to Vegas, too. Then I want to have an ATP. Then I want to have a huge call. Then I want to tape a podcast. Then I want to get on my Peloton. Then I want to get some caffeine. And then I want to get on another airplane and go someplace else and keep this party going. But before I can do any of this, I do need to have a sports update. So here you go. Here is Rich Ackerman.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Not only that, but having a really good day. Really good day. Last 4 days or so, I've been in New York, I've been in Vegas, I'm back in Southern California, having a good show, good day, and a really good conversation right here because we are joined by the quarterback for the University of Pittsburgh. Coming off a huge game in that win over Clemson, over 300 yards passing, and a couple of TDs for the season. How about these numbers? 2,236 passing yards, 23 touchdowns, one INT. Ninth in the nation in passing yardage. Tied for fourth in TDs. Tied for second in INTs. Pitt is 6-1. They're number 17 in the AP poll. And they've got another big one Saturday. They are hosting Miami noon Eastern. Kenny Pickett is my guest. Kenny, it's great to have you on. How are you?
Great, Jim. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Good, Kenny. Good to talk to you. So you're coming off another big game in that win over Clemson. I've got to know, knowing how badly you wanted to win that game, what was on your mind? I mean, that was on your mind, but actually from the moment you decided to come back, what kind of emotions were you feeling before that game, knowing how badly you wanted that one in particular?
Yeah, obviously a lot of emotions going on, but I feel like, you know, at this point in my career, I've learned how to really control and kind of hone in on those emotions and channel it towards executing what I have to execute. And help leading these guys, you know, every Saturday.
Dude, I love that, actually. How do you settle yourself down? It's one thing to slow yourself down or slow the game down, but how do you settle yourself down and channel and manage those emotions?
It's a tough thing to do. You know, the bigger the games get. It was actually one thing I talked to the team. You know, we talked to the Cavs, we talked to the team the night before every game. And that was the one thing I said because I know, you know, the bigger these games are, guys' emotions get going. But I think if you just focus on your job, go over the game plan and focus in on doing your 1 of 11. I think you'll be in good shape.
Kenny Pickett is joining us. Now, from the outside, it seemed like the team did not go into that game hoping to win, but rather you went into that game knowing you were going to win. Is that how it felt to you, and then how do you explain that mentality?
Yeah, absolutely. That was definitely the mentality. It just comes from, you know, the work you put in and the faith that you have in each other. You know, I know how talented this team is. I know the potential that we have. I think everyone in that locker room does as well.
I thought you had a great quote on the field after the game when you said, we're really going to enjoy this one. I'm going to have a cold one. Then get ready for Miami. I want to make very clear, you're 23. You can have that cold one. I'm guessing, though, my man, that after a win like that, a cold one feels even colder. Am I right? And then what was the cold one?
Yes. Yeah, it tasted a little better than the usual one. But, you know, I just went and had dinner with my family and friends that came out and, you know, had a Bud Light with dinner. So it was a great dinner.
Yeah, it's the best dinner, right? How much does that mean to you? Like, when you bring your family in there, when you think of the sacrifices that everybody has made and how much love is flowing and you got a cold one, what are those dinners like after a win like that?
It means the world to me. You know, we didn't really get the chance to do it like this last year due to COVID, and my family thought that was going to be my senior year. So the fact that I was able to come back for one more and get a true senior year and really be able to enjoy it and have family and friends come out, you know, they're memories that last a lifetime.
All right, so that's actually a really key point. What was your process for making that decision? Because you could have come back or could have come out after last year. Why did you decide to come back, and what was your process for making that decision? Because it probably was not the easiest decision.
No, it definitely wasn't easy. You know, I was pretty set on leaving, you know, after the last game of the season, but I just did my research. At the end of the day, you know, I feel like what I was projected, you know, didn't match my thought process on the kind of player that I am. So I wanted to come back for one more year and prove that. And, you know, obviously this team is so talented. It was easy to come back. And the goal now is to win a championship.
Kenny Pickett is joining us. I knew you'd get to that point about the championship. I'm going to ask you about that. But when you come back for one more year, you've said, quote, every practice I know this is my last time. This is why I came back, to have a lot of success this year with this team. All the chips are in the middle of the table. Like, knowing that you have a limited amount of time, knowing that you're running out of practices, how does that influence then the way you work and what you bring to it? What kind of motivation does that give you every single day in everything you do?
Oh yeah, the motivation's always there. You know, you wake up and you're excited to go to work. You're excited because you know this is the last shot you have at it. So you know you're all in. Everything you do, you're all in. Your preparation, your practice habits, the weight room, the film sessions, everything you're all in on because you know this is the last ride you got. So I'm making sure I don't, you know, have any regrets when I'm leaving here.
I like it. Kenny Pickett joining us. You mentioned winning a championship. That's not the first time I've heard you say that. I've heard you talk about that. I've heard you talk about the team standing on a stage hoisting a trophy. I know it's only one game, but when you beat Clemson the way you did and you know how they've dominated that conference, what's that mean in terms of the goal of winning that championship you're talking about?
Yeah, I think it was just another step in the right direction. You know, we have 5 weeks left and a really tough Miami team coming in this Saturday who just beat NC State, a ranked NC State team, an NC State team that also beat Clemson. So I think that, you know, the games just keep getting bigger. The more you win, they keep getting bigger. So, you know, we got to make sure we're ready to go every week.
All right, so I understand you're going to deflect, but I'm going to ask you anyway. It's not just a championship that you're in the running for. Your name is getting a lot of run also as a possible Heisman candidate. What is your reaction when you hear that? Have you allowed yourself to imagine what it might feel like to win the Heisman?
Imagine it. No, I feel like that's something that you can't really imagine. It's an unbelievable award, but I'm grateful for all the, you know, the kind words, and I appreciate everything. But you know, I think that when you look at all the championship teams, those are the teams, the guys on those teams get the awards and everything. So that's what, you know, the main message to all of my teammates and our coaches have been saying, like, you know, we want to be the team that's hoisting that trophy. Everything else will take care of itself.
Talking to Pitt football, Kenny Pickett is my guest. You know, if we were to go back, when you first arrived on campus, you were behind Max Brown and Ben DiNucci. What were the early days like for you?
I feel like that's kind of where you're molded as like as a person, as a player, and that's kind of where you kind of see what you got. You know, you have to go in there, compete. You come in as the fourth string guy. But when I came in, I just had the I'm the guy mindset. I wanted to show that I prepared like a pro. Everything I did in practice and in film and preparation, that, you know, I acted and did everything like I was the starter. So then when I became the starter, it was really just another day, just another week. I'm just out there playing. So I think that was really what helped mold, my career.
See, I was going to say, excuse me, I asked you that question for two reasons. One, that response is really interesting to me. And secondarily, earlier this year, you broke Dan Marino's record for most TD passes in a three-game stretch. What's it feel like to hear your name mentioned alongside Dan Marino's?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. On the recruiting trips, and my dad actually sent me a picture of me standing next to this, like, in our old facility. We had like a Dan Marino like kind of shrine almost, where I'm standing next to it with a picture. And it's just unbelievable, because when you're walking in your recruiting visits and everything, that's what you see, and that's the kind of guy you're chasing when you decide to commit to Pitt and be the quarterback here. So it's an unbelievable feeling.
Dude, like, what happens now? I mean, will the kids coming forward now go on the recruiting visits and see pictures of you and stand next to you and have the similar kind of feeling, do you think? And what's that feel like?
Yeah, it's incredibly just grateful for it all. It's been a hell of a ride. Not over yet, but I'm excited to finish this thing out.
Kenny Pickett is joining me for a few more moments. I want to read you a quote you said. This is a really interesting mindset you have, especially for a quarterback. Quote, I feel like there's only one way this game can be played. It's not for nice guys. It's a violent sport. It's played by alpha individuals, and I feel like as soon as I step between those lines, that I'm the best player on the field. You just have to have that edge. End of quote. I don't know. Like, I understand that mindset, but there aren't a lot of quarterbacks who talk about playing a violent game with that edge. Where does that mindset and that approach come from?
Yeah, I think it comes from a young age. My dad was a linebacker. I mean, he taught me everything I know about the game and, in life, and just how to go about your business and playing this game. So I love to compete, and I think that the quarterback has to be the fiercest competitor on your team in order for you to be a championship-level team. So that's just something I want to bring every day.
That's interesting. Do you feel like you got to be the toughest guy physically on the team as the quarterback?
I think so. I mean, there's a lot of small fine print that comes with the job that, you know, everyone wants the job, and you step in there and you're taking, you know, a helmet under the jaw or under the chin strap. You know, it makes you some people second guess the job, but it's something that I embrace and I love it.
I like that. What else is in the small fine print that comes along with playing that position that we don't know about?
I don't think we have enough time in this segment. It's a long list of things, but at the end of the day, it's something that you have to embrace and take step by step, and you have good cast of people around you that makes it easier.
All right, so you've got Miami Saturday. A few years back, you had that monster game against them, which included three TDs in a win over them when they were number two. What do you remember about that game, and then how much has changed for you in the program since then?
I think we're a lot farther along as a program and where we're at, you know, at this stage compared to where we were. And we were 4-7 heading into that game. Didn't have a bowl game opportunity. That was really our bowl game. So I'm really proud to see the progression of where we were at that time to where we are now. It means a lot to be a part of a process like that and be Coach Narduzzi's quarterback for this, you know, that whole time, that whole period. I'm really excited to face Miami one last time.
All right, so one last thought. So things have changed so much. Back then, you were an underdog. Now you're getting a lot of run as a possible ACC champ and more. Like, how do you feel? What's the mindset? I mean, do you still have that chip on your shoulder, or do you feel like you're still hunting as opposed to being the hunted? Like, what is the mindset?
Absolutely, yeah. We haven't won a championship, so the hunt is on for that. That's in our sights, and you can feel it around the building. Everyone knows that that's where we want to be. So we've got to take care of business one week at a time.
All right. Pitt is 6-1. They're number 17 in the AP poll, and you've got another big one coming up on Saturday. Miami is at Pitt. Their quarterback, Kenny Pickett, is having a huge year. Kenny, great to have you on the show, man. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
That was fun. Kenny, good job. Well done. I would say you earned yourself another cold one, but I know you're not having one, so you handle your business. And again, he's 23. That's just a great line from a college quarterback on the field. Man, I think I'm going to have a... Look, you beat Clemson, and you beat Clemson the way they did, I would say the same thing. And people are like, hey, wait, he's 23. And you play the way he played, and you're 23, go have a Bud Light with the fam. My thanks to Pittsburgh. Good to talk some Pitt football. Really good to talk some Pitt football. All right, so let me set up hour number three for you. We are going to talk some baseball. Pros Pro, Carlos Pena is coming up next. Love his energy, love his insight, love his analysis. We'll talk game one, and we'll project the rest of the way for the World Series. Carlos Pena coming up. I've got an ATP coming up later on, so pick me back up. I don't want to get greedy because the beef segment was so, so good. But if you want to step up really big, hit me up with something on the ATP, the Ask the Pros. Also still ahead, Braun. Braun is one of the greatest to ever do it. Braun did not have a great day yesterday. He didn't play, which is fine, because Russell Westbrook stepped up and the Lakers found a way to get it done against San Antonio. However, he didn't play because he had an ankle injury. Or did he not play because he got owned so hard by a content creator? I don't know, man. It's like, if somebody doesn't really play basketball, you don't want to come at LeBron. If somebody isn't really good at acting or creating content, you don't want to come at somebody who's really good at it. This is what LeBron did. Like, I don't want to say that LeBron went at the LeBron of content creation, but right now this dude's really hot on Netflix. And LeBron had the audacity to critique his content. And my man clapped back hard. That's coming up. And again, my recap of my Vegas run. We will have that as well. We're not done. In fact, we got a lot more to come up in hour number three. Did not hit the slots. I'm not a slot guy. I don't show up with the oxygen tank and the card that's connected to the chain, which is around my wrist. Don't do that. Now, Rit, you're old. You probably do stuff like that. Dude, you like to gamble. Dude, you about the slots? You about that life? Video poker? Rit's like, tables, yo. Hey, can I get another drink? Another free drink? Can I get another Shirley Temple, please? Please? Nine cherries this time.
Please.
Please. Man, my man Rit, poor Rit. Rit's got a destroyed rotator cuff right now. He's just fighting through it. And he keeps hitting me because he knows I had one at one point. He's like, dude, I'm just worried about the long-term effects, man. I want to be able to get my shots up. I want to play tennis. I'm like, Rit, I'd be so much worried about diabetes if I were you. If you do the rehab and the therapy, your wing will be fine. I'd be a lot more worried about the mounds and mounds and mounds of sugar that you're pounding every hour.
Diabetes.
Carlos Pena coming up next. Stay tuned.